5 minutes a day. Just swab for 5 minutes and you're done. Try it risk-free. Call 1-800-867-0293. That's 1-800-867-0293. 1-800-867-0293.
This is Jay Hardy of J.B. Smith Funeral Homes in Maplewood and Fenton. We talk to our loved ones often, but we all should have the talk of a lifetime. Sitting down and talking to someone about their life story can be rich and satisfying. Learning about the things that mattered the most to them in life can help bring us closer to those we care about the most. Have the talk of a lifetime. Visit jbsmith.com for a free brochure and information to help you have the talk of a lifetime. J.B. Smith Funeral Homes, your locally owned friend and neighbor for more than 80 years.
The Chevy Model Year-End Event is going on now at your local Chevrolet dealer. Their 2013 inventory is going fast. Visit your local Chevy dealer and drive away in your favorite Chevrolet today.
Get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes, and McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift card from Massage Lux. The 12 days of Christmas from Massage Lux, Seasoned Spa and Salon, Top Gun Shooting Sports, Best Transportation, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Turn that volume up. Turn it up.
Your car or your underwear. Yeah,
even in your underwear or with no underwear. Welcome. Underwear or not. Commandos, welcome.
Join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of...
Dasher, Dancer. Mm-hmm. Prancer, mm-hmm. Nixon, Comet, Cupid, Donna Dixon.
Donna Dixon.
Nixon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 4th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. That would be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stiefel Nicholas. Did you notice where the guy in the car with that Paul Walker when he got killed was his financial advisor? That's who was in there with him. And I talked to Mark Reardon. I said, I don't think we're ever going for a high-speed car ride together. And we both agreed that we won't be doing that. Welcome. Gather around. It is time for the Playhouse. And here is the first thing we do. It's introduce you to the other people in the room, starting with Eon, the peon, our control board operator. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are
You said that earlier.
I know. How about that? And if you are not hearing from your advisor, then you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, never brags about it, never talks about it. Kind of like Anderson Cooper. You know that Anderson Cooper, his mom is Gloria Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. Very wealthy, wealthy family. But Dan plays it like the common man and does a great job with it. He is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
That's great. I put my pants on the same way.
Just like anybody else, one leg at a time.
That's right.
That's what we like about you,
Hi,
Dan.
Hi, everybody.
And remember that great joke? Did you hear about... Stop music for a second. Did you hear about the man with five penises?
No.
His pants fit like a glove.
Oh, hey.
Hey, good. Start the music. Yeah. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Jen.
knew that.
What?
I never knew that.
Rat Boy's mother's maiden name was Italian, mozzarella.
Oh.
I didn't know that. So he is also an heir to a what fortune?
Cheese.
A cheese fortune.
Wow.
So when you see mozzarella, I never knew that. That's Rat Boy's family, the mozzarella family, his mother's side of the family. Well, you learn something about him every day, and it always has something to do with what, Rat Boy?
Cheese.
Yeah, with cheese. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. This has to be the only show in the United States where there's a regular featured player who says one word all the time. That's the genius of this show. Nobody else could do that.
It's awesome.
Yeah, nobody else could do it and get away with it. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas. And, you know, this is one of these things you can't... There was a great article yesterday. I read USA Today every morning, and then I go online and read a couple other papers and get an article just to see what's going on. And there was a great article about financial planning. It was a retirement article, and it said it's like 10 things that are almost always mandatory that have to be part of anybody's plan for the future. And one of them was the advice of a good financial planner. It said very rarely is somebody capable of, you know, mapping all this stuff out for themselves. And I thought, well, I know who'll be glad to read that. Mark and Jason, they'll be thrilled to hear that. And I think it's probably true. Are all financial advisors good? No. Let's take, for example, Bernie Madoff. Wow, I just read there's a guy testifying right now who's on trial. He's going to get at least 125 years in prison. He was one of Madoff's people.
Whoa.
And he's spilling his guts. And it said he's giving up all this information in hopes that he'll get his sentence reduced. Well, no kidding. 125 years, so maybe they'll take it down to, what, 100 years in prison? Either way, he's going to be in there for the rest of his life. But it's amazing. Remember the amount of money it was? Like $17 billion or something that these people took. So, yeah, there are people who are in it for the wrong reason. I absolutely believe that Mark and Jason are in it for the right reason. They're in it to make a decent living, which they do. That's what you do when you're successful. You make a good living. And they get no bigger thrill or pleasure than seeing their clients do well. That's what they want for you. And that's what they're working toward for you, a terrific financial future. So you are the one that has to make the call. And don't wait until you think you have, well, I'll do it when I have a whole lot of money and then I'll really need some advice. No, you do it with $25,000 or more in the hope that you'll have more money. That's when you do it. It's not, quite frankly, the truth is very, very wealthy people could probably do without a financial advisor. They'd lose a lot of money, but they got so much money that they'd still have plenty of money. So it's all kinds of people. But most of their clients are people like you. They're just regular people who want to make sure they're doing the right thing with their money. MarkandJason.com, that's the website. All right, I'm going to play a little game here. It's called Who Am I? And, who am I? My son is probably on television as much or more than anybody else. He is featured. He's not in a crowd or a group. He is regularly on television, as is his name. He's not a singer. He's not an actor. He's not an athlete. He's not a news person. He's not the host of a game show. Who is my son? What? Everybody knows him, and everybody sees him all the time. It's the mother. My son is Jay Carney. Think about it. You know how much FaceTime this guy gets on television? He's the press secretary. He's as famous, in a way. You couldn't get more TV time if you had your own show. Every press conference, there he is. And I just thought, what an odd way to be famous, because he's not the kind of person, I don't think, that people would see out and go, oh my goodness, there's that guy who's always in front of the podium and the press secretary, let's get his autograph. It's not that kind of fame.
And I wouldn't even know what he looks like.
And he comes out.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
no.
He comes out and he
has no idea.
Hey, crew, Jay Carney here.
Yeah, that's his line. Hey, crew, Jay Carney here. Yeah. No, wait. Wait, that's that guy in our section. Oh. No, come on, peon.
Honest to goodness, I would have no idea he could walk right past me.
Well, that's a sad fact. You don't watch the news.
No.
You don't watch press conferences?
No.
Loser. Loser. Well, maybe I just assume that everybody knows who he is. I could be wrong. Probably a lot of people like you, as soon as they see that, they're off to something else.
Oh, I bet most people under 30.
They don't want to. If I said to my daughter, college graduate, if I said, who's Jay Carney, she wouldn't know.
I couldn't even name what position does he have?
Press secretary. Press secretary.
I wouldn't even, if no, my you daughter asked me who was the press secretary, I would have no idea.
My daughter might say, if I said, who's Jay Carney, my daughter might say, isn't that guy on your station who sounds like an elderly woman?
Yeah.
It sounds like an old woman. Who always says, as well. I go, no. That's another Carney. That's not Jay Carney. Talking about Davey Lee yesterday and how hospice has come in, and Davey's in his last days, and I got thinking of an idea, and here's my idea for you. Holiday season, for some reason, this is when we make an effort to do things we don't do the rest of the year. But if you know somebody who is on the way out, the diagnosis is not good, the prognosis is not good, and you know the person, take 3 minutes and write them a note. Write them a note. I don't think you have any idea how much it'll mean. And I'm going to give you an example. A couple of years ago, there was a guy who's a friend of our family, and he had cancer, and he was dying. And I went on the air, and I told the story of how we knew him and the relationship we had with him, and I just said on the air that, you know, when, and I've talked about this before, when people die and you read an article on them, it's all, oh, give the shirt off his back, was the greatest guy in the world, lit up the room when she walked in. It's almost like they were, oh, just wonderful people. It's not always true. And I said, in this case, it really was. He was a guy that was a terrific father and a terrific husband, and he worked really hard, and he accomplished something in his life, and he raised great kids. After he died, his son sent me in the mail this unfinished, it wasn't unfinished, it was never sent, and it was an email that he wrote me. He heard what I said about him, and his son says, I thought you'd like to read this. Dad never emailed it. He died before he could email it to you, but he wrote it. And we found it. They were going through his things, and they found it. And it was to me. And in it, he said, I had the radio on, and I heard you mention my name. And then I heard the things that you said about me. And he said, I just went to the window, and I looked out the window, and all of a sudden, the day was brighter. I felt better. I had a sort of a surge of energy because it lifted me up. Having somebody say what you said about me literally for a while made me forget that I had cancer and I was going to die. And I just thought, wow, I had no idea. I mean, that's what will happen. And you don't have to have a radio show to do it. You write to the person and tell them. You have no idea how lucky I am that I've known you in my life, and say something to them to let them know. I'm telling you, it'll also do a lot for their families, because the son who sent it to me, it helped him knowing that somebody else saw in his dad what he, of course, knew as the son. So think about that. Find, if you know somebody, a coworker or an extended family member or anybody, write them a little note.
I did that with a friend of mine.
I know you did.
Yeah.
That lady, what was her name? Corky's?
Jerry. Or, yeah, Jerry Corzine.
Yeah. And good for you for doing that. Yeah. And I'm telling you, the kids appreciated it. So it doesn't take that much, and it doesn't cost anything. You don't have to go shopping to do that. If you don't have a computer, or if you're one of those few people, sit down and write a little note just going, you know, I know that you're in a scary time and the end is near, whatever. And you don't have to be morbid about it, but just say, I don't want you to pass through this earth without you knowing, and I'm probably not the only one who knows what a wonderful human being you are. That's it. A little schmaltzy, I guess, but I wanted to throw it out there. I still cannot get over what Mike Evans told us yesterday about Hillary Clinton getting $500,000 for a 90-minute speech.
I know.
That bothers me. And here's why it bothers me. If you will hire me for an hour and a half, I'll bet you I can make you laugh more than she could. You'll probably enjoy my speech better. You won't be able to hire me thinking, ooh, one of these days we'll be able to say we had the President of the United States here. Nah, can't help you with that. I'm not going to be running for anything. But I think you'll have an enjoyable time, and I'll cut that price way down. In fact, for $500,000, you can have me speak 10 times to you. That's the deal I'm making right now, and I'm sticking to it. 50 grand, 10 speeches. Think about it.
500,000. You said
50 grand a speech.
50 grand a speech,
oh,
10 speeches.
Speech. Oh, okay.
Get a calculator.
Okay.
That would be 10 $50,000 speeches.
Wow.
Or I will do all 10 of them. So what would that be, 15 hours or something? I'll do a 15-hour
speech. All in one
shot? Yeah, for 500 grand, a 15-hour speech. There. I've made the offer. Think about it. Don't have to answer now. Earlier, we had, I think it was Bill Cleveland, one of his stories, and he used a phrase I've heard my whole life, but for some reason today, I stopped and I thought, what does that mean? Broad daylight. Is there narrow daylight?
Yeah,
that's another one of those things. And it happened in broad daylight.
Yeah. Well,
what if it just happened in daylight? I don't know. Something to think about. Tonight on HBO, there is a documentary. In fact, as soon as the show's over, I'm going to get home and make a point to record this. It's called Trophy Kids, and I guess it's going to be a regular thing because it says it premieres tonight at 8 o'clock St. Louis time because they always say Eastern time, 9, so it'll be 8 here. Did you see this?
I saw the promo for it.
It looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't see the promo.
Yeah.
They follow four. These are California-based parents, but parents are parents. They follow four parents and their individual obsessions to turn their kids into star athletes.
Yes.
And it looks amazing to me. I'll give you a couple of examples. It says, it raises the question of how much do we push as parents? Where are the lines? What should we expect? One of the people they follow is Andre. Andre has a preteen daughter named Amari, and she's an aspiring LPGA golfer. But her dad, and they show this in the documentary apparently, drives her to tears with his cursing fits at her. He just curses her out when she's not perfect. Wow, this sounds like a bunch of, you know, those beauty pageant people.
Oh, yeah.
Those little kids are
bad. Yeah.
There's a Steve in the documentary. Now, he estimates that he could have bought two Lamborghinis with the money he spent on coaches, trainers, the travel, trying to keep and get his high school basketball-playing son, Derek, a college scholarship. Jamie, a devout Christian, who tells her twin teenage sons that she's made a covenant with God on their behalf for them to be number one in the world in tennis. What kind of sick, twisted thing is that? I got to deal with God for you to be number one. Yeah, they are nuts.
And they'll drive the kids to actually hate that sport.
I think they were driving to hate them and the sport.
Yeah.
Says the most aggressive parent in the documentary is Josh. He's the divorced father of a 15-year-old football player named Justice. Josh claims that he is giving his son work habits. They do aggressive one-on-one training in addition to high school practices. And when Justice is benched by his coach, there's a scene in there where his dad just verbally assaults him, tears into him, asking him why he didn't confront the coach about the amount of time he got on the field.
Wow.
This might be worth watching, just so you're aware of what kind of lunatics they're out there raising kids. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Got a request for this joke in the email. In an email this morning, I get three or four requests a year for this joke, but we do it once a year around this time of holiday shopping. One of the all-time greats, a hard joke to tell, but we'll take another run at it. It's the story of the young man who goes to a department store to buy a gift for his girlfriend. It's their one-year anniversary of their meeting. They've been dating for a year. And he takes the girlfriend's sister with him, which is always a good idea if you're a guy. You know, take a girlfriend or a sister or something. So he does, and they decide that the perfect gift, based on their relationship, they're not married, they've been together a while, is a nice pair of gloves for his girlfriend. So he's got his girlfriend's sister with him. They go to the department store. While she's there, she decides to buy herself a pair of panties. Now, during the wrapping of these two things, the clerk gets them mixed up. And the sister walks out, not knowing that in her box is the gloves, and the boyfriend has the panties that he thinks are gloves. And he puts a note in there without checking, puts a note, and has them delivered to his girlfriend's house. Now, remember, he thinks he has sent the note with a pair of gloves, but when she opens it, there are actually panties in there with this note. Darling, this is a little gift to show my affection for you on this, the one-year anniversary of our being together. I chose these because I noticed that you're not in the habit of wearing any when you go out in the evenings, and if it had not been for your younger sister, I would have chosen the long ones with buttons, but she wears short ones that are easy to take off. These are a delicate shade, but the lady I bought them from showed me a pair that she'd been wearing for 3 weeks, and they were hardly soiled at all. I had the sales girl try these on, and she looked great. I wish I could put them on you for the first time. No doubt other men's hands will come in contact with them before I have a chance to see you again. Oh, and when you take them off, you might want to blow in them before you put them away. They'll probably be a little damp after you wear them. I hope you like them, and I hope you wear them for me on Friday night. All my love. P.S. Think how many times I will kiss these during the coming year. Also, the latest style is to wear them folded down a little with some fur showing.
Here's Tim Weiland to see where the problem spots are in traffic, Tim.
All right, it's a mess out there, and this report's brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. You can now take your sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Pick one up at Walgreens or other fine retailers today. You've got two accidents on Highway 70. The first one, westbound 70 between 79 and T.R. Hughes with a lane blocked and you're jammed back approaching Cave Springs. Eastbound 70 before 79, the left lane is blocked and you're jammed back to Highway K. Southbound 170, slow from Olive through 40. Northbound 170. From 70 to 270. On northbound 270, just before Highway 40, that earlier accident has been cleared, but boy, are things jammed solid now from Big Bend up through 40. On northbound 270, southbound 270 is slammed from Dorset down through 40. Westbound 44, you're slow from in pockets between Shrewsbury and Highway 270. Southbound 141, it's jammed up a little bit south of Big Bend through 44. And eastbound 270, pretty normal right now. It's slow between McDonnell and West Florissant. And this report's also brought to you by Kirstie, a new sitcom on TV Land. It's a sitcom dream thing. Cheers is Kirstie Alley and Rhea Perlman and Seinfeld's Michael Richards. Kirstie, a new sitcom, premieres tonight at 9 Central on TV Land. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Congratulations to our Missouri Tigers.
Josie running left, cuts it back right, gets a breakaway to midfield, to the 40, being chased to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the house.
The Tigers play here.
The Tigers have won the SEC East, and they're heading to Atlanta to take on the Auburn Tigers next Saturday afternoon.
Pre-game is at 2 p.m., kickoff at 3. Get every pass, every play right here
on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael White, a general dentist at Webster Dental Care. Over the years, we've talked about anxiety-free dentistry, stabilizing your lower denture, and affordable dental care. We now have same-day crown service, and we keep up to date with the latest dental technologies, including brand-new, state-of-the-art digital x-ray system. But what I really want to talk to you about today is what I call common-sense dentistry, which means the biggest trend in dental care over the last 10 years has been raising fees. If you recently have been to a dental consultation and somebody is quoting you multiple thousands of dollars just to fix one or two teeth, please come by our office for a second opinion. Give us a chance. We haven't raised our fees in over 5 years. We know what's going on in the economy today, but more importantly, we know what's going to happen in the economy very soon. Our office will stay common sense, but yet we will not sacrifice on quality or service. Please call Webster Dental Care at 96-TEETH. That's 968-3384. Call us today. Give us a chance. I promise you won't regret it.
Midwest Floor has just purchased a truckload of luxury vinyl tile flooring from Armstrong to give you these great holiday savings. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. Beautiful, American-made, luxury vinyl tile. On sale now for only $389 a square foot. It's a great alternative to ceramic tile that's comfortable on your feet, warm to your touch, and easy to take care of. That's right, you can have one of the most durable tile floors made. Armstrong's Alterna Luxury Vinyl Tile for only $389 a square foot. That's half of our regular price. And with your choice of 42 different patterns and colors and 5 different sizes, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
This is Bob Ellman. The government shutdown is over, and we're busy closing loans because the rates have dropped again. Right or wrong, raising the debt ceiling has forced mortgage rates down. That's why I urge you to refinance to a lower rate today.
People are calling to take advantage of low rates, and if you missed it the first time around, this is your second chance. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Now's the time to consolidate debts or get cash for the holidays. Our licensed loan officers are standing by to help you lock in a low rate.
Call Golden Oak today and get a lower rate of 3.25. That's a fixed rate at 3.25. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Land Insured.
NMLS 1149-37, conventional 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.623 with qualified credit, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
This Thursday through Saturday, it's the Affordable Kitchens and Bath Warehouse Sale.
I didn't know that.
Know what?
That Affordable Kitchens and Bath has warehouses on sale. Well, I know they have 10% off all scratch and dent appliances, all cabinets, even custom cabinets, plus tons of closeouts, 10% off 2-centimeter granite slabs, 5% off custom 3-centimeter granite and quartz kitchen countertops, 25% off in-stock granite and marble vanity tops with the purchase of an in-stock vanity cabinet, free garage deliveries on orders over $2,500 within a 25-mile radius of the store. Designers will be on hand, but I didn't know. You could buy warehouses on sale at Affordable Kitchens and Bath.
No, the warehouse isn't on sale. Just the contents of the warehouse are on sale this Thursday through Saturday.
I knew that.
And chickens have lips. It's the warehouse sale.
Where almost everything, but the warehouse is on sale.
At Affordable Kitchens and Baths, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, between Kisker and Central School Road. For more information, call 636-441-1550.
But do you know where I can buy a warehouse?
What is that on the patio furniture?
Oh, I covered it for the winter.
Those are old tarps.
What?
Oh, and they smell as bad as they look.
What? I think they look just fine.
No, they don't. I'm going to Schnars to get real patio furniture covers.
Hi, Frank Flair from Schnars Hardware here. Did you know that winter weather can really take a toll on your patio furniture? Covering your outdoor furniture each winter can help extend its lifespan. And though those old tarps may work just fine,
they look terrible.
So stop by today and let us help you select the outdoor furniture cover that is right for you.
So you can put that smelly, dirty, yucky camouflage tarp back where it belongs.
Okay.
Hidden in the woods. woods.
Well, I guess I'll put it on the wood pile. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910. Or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Planning a party, planning an event, a charity event, maybe some construction on the house. You need to make sure you call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. R&R Sanitation, locally owned, locally operated, and proud of it. The only union sanitation company on the Missouri side of the river. They're bigger and they last longer. That means they're cleaner longer. R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation or R&R Portable Toilets.com.
Layla has reinvented itself in the Grove neighborhood, offering Mid-Eastern fusion. Chef Jason Sparks, formerly of Wapango, has taken over the helm and offers a truly unique dining experience. The new menu blends Lebanese and Middle Eastern flavors like the Beirut Burger, featuring seasoned beef, roasted lamb, Monterey Jack, apricot ketchup, and sumac onions, to the Layla Pizza, which has herb goat cheese, sliced leg of lamb, dates, figs, and roasted apples. Layla Restaurant at 4317 Manchester. Come experience a truly one-of-a-kind dining experience. Layla STL.
Bottle of wine,
man is going to be with us at a different time tomorrow. He's going to join us about 3:30 because tomorrow, I just found out, we're off at 5:30. You know, this is not going the right direction. We ask for more hours, and what do?
Yeah, we just got back from Thanksgiving vacation.
And that was brutal.
Yeah.
Sitting at home. When are we going to get to work again? Twiddle your thumb. Boy, can't wait to get back to work. And now we have the half-hour cutoff tomorrow. But he graciously agreed to go on at 3:30. He, of course, is Mike Evans. He is in Southern California. And he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Nothing like it. Nothing. A lot of nice restaurants. But few great meat markets. Top of the heap, Smokehouse Market. Chesterfield Valley Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Here is Mike Evans. Yeah, we just found out about the time tomorrow, so thanks for moving to 3:30 tomorrow.
Well, you know, you promised me more time, and here you go. You're cutting my time and bringing me earlier, mm-hmm. and I really was hoping for more time and multiple reports.
Well, now you feel our pain.
Exactly.
We want a longer show, too.
I hear you.
Can't get it.
Pop quiz question.
All right.
Name the name. Name the name. You like that so far?
Yeah.
Anyway.
No.
Oh, crap. Let's see. Young celebrities are given credit cards, and they have put on limits. It's sort of a way of training them to watch their money. Name the name of the young star who has overextended all five of the credit cards she was given and has been denied credit at restaurants and stores. Miley Cyrus.
That sounds like a good candidate.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Answer in a minute. Movie news: to promote his movie Anchorman 2, Will Ferrell dressed the part of Ron Burgundy, showed up at a North Dakota TV station. I don't know if you saw it or not. It was lame.
Yeah.
I don't know what was more lame, him trying to do it or those horrible idiot anchors that didn't know what to do. I mean, they seemed just confused rather than go with it or play off it. Did you see it?
No, but
I did.
No, you
Dan,
did?
Dan,
yeah.
I saw part of it.
There were no
it.
Jokes. He just did it straight. He did
it
like
horrible.
He was... Yeah,
Will Ferrell either, to me, is... bombs really badly or is very, very funny. In fact, there's no in-between with him.
Well, you know,
those
on this thing.
Those Dodge commercials he did.
What's funny is the next day he went to Winnipeg to the curling trials, which is a big deal, and he dressed up as Ron Burgundy, and he was hilarious. He will anchor SportsCenter on ESPN tomorrow. And he says he plans to go to some other television stations and just walk in as Anchorman 2.
I think it's funny. I think it's a funny bit, and it should be played straight. And now here with more, here's Ron Burgundy. That's funny.
It was, I don't know. I hate
but the
that
other
character.
People have to know how to make it funny.
What are you saying, Peon?
I'm not a fan of that character.
I actually kind of like it.
I like the first movie. I we'll see what the second one does, but I enjoyed the first one.
Opens December 18th.
All right.
Also opening December 18th, American Hustle.
Yeah, this looks really good.
This, I'm hearing, is going to be one of the best pictures of the year.
Yeah, Christian Bale, right?
Yep. Yeah, also hearing about Ben Stiller's new movie, Secret Life of Walter Mitty, supposed to be pretty good.
Now, that looks stupid to me, but we'll see. I've seen the trailers and the previews.
Well,
but
Walter Mitty. I mean, it's fantastic.
I know, but boy, you watched 30 seconds of this Hustle thing, and you're in.
A friend of mine's in that.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's been in...
Did you give him some tips? Because you were in a movie, you know.
Yeah.
He's been in Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
And he's in Sopranos. And he's in this. And he looks like a gangster. He does mornings in Hartford, Connecticut.
Have him give me a call, Mike. I co-starred with George Clooney.
That's right. Dan was up
right
in the air.
That's right, homie.
Yeah,
I know.
Advice.
You're right. It's not all good news. A friend of mine works at the New York Daily News. Went to a party, a very private, very uppity party. Got a sneak preview last night of Leonardo DiCaprio's film Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
There was talk that this thing is going to dominate the Oscars. He said it's bad.
Really?
He said the writing isn't any good. The acting is bad. The thing could have been done in an hour and 15 minutes. It is well over 3 hours long.
But there's some really good stuff coming out. This Mark Wahlberg thing, Lone Survivor.
Supposed to be good.
That looks great.
And he also says in the movie where there's just no reason for it. There's some male frontal nudity.
What, DiCaprio's movie?
Yeah.
Female or male? Oh, male front. Oh, no thanks.
You know, I mean, really, I'll be honest with you. Nobody wants to see that. Not even women want to look at the penis. I mean, it's
well,
it's
you can't
it's
speak.
A, it's a
you,
penis.
You can't speak for
you
women.
You might as well watch somebody take a dump and their crap come out
no,
of their
no, 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 no. Come on now. You can't speak
Stop
for
it.
All women. I think some women, depending on whose it is and the dimensions, I think might be interested. You know.
I get requests all the time.
Yeah, well, there you go. There's a good example right
yeah, exactly.
There.
Ooh, by your... Who, you, yourself? You request it yourself?
Yeah.
Get out of the shower, you open up the robe real slowly?
Yeah, oh, brother.
Anyway.
No, he gets requests from Uncle Ben's. They need a model so they can design their next grain of rice.
Yeah.
I love it. See what you did there?
Yeah.
I like it. Odds and ends, after his visit to various countries, newspapers, radio, and television commentators overseas called the Pride of Canada, Justin Buber. They call him the Boob, Justin Buber.
He is a Boob.
And after doing some graffiti on some walls in Sydney, Australia, the mayor of Sydney is asking him to leave, and the governor, they believe, will ask him to leave the country as well. Boy, Canada's got to be proud of that Justin Buber, huh?
You bet.
What a guy. Will Smith had a great Thanksgiving with his son in Argentina. Jada Pinkett Smith had a great Thanksgiving with her daughter in Hawaii.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's
difficult.
Uh-oh. Dan. I got a story about Billy Bob Thornton.
Strong your voice.
It's really good. Listen up, you're going like this one. Billy Bob Thornton learned that our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan had no water to shower. He sent 2 million baby wipes.
Wow.
To the troops.
For him.
And they were very happy to get them. I bet they like that a lot.
We don't know why you're talking like that. You do a story about Billy Bob Thornton, and then this voice comes along. It has nothing to...
Yeah.
I don't get it. What are we missing here?
I know you get it. You don't want to admit you. I'm better than anything you ever heard.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. I don't want to admit that.
I can get you to do it.
I'm not doing it.
Come on, dude.
He's baiting me. I'm not taking it.
Take the bait.
Nope. It'll just make you look bad.
I don't think so.
Good friends don't do that to good friends.
All right, Dan. Anyway.
All right, Dan, you want to get a competition?
Oh!
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan, we'll do it right now.
All right, Dan, you know what? It's on.
You'll
it's on right now.
You'll be sorry you even talked about it.
You got anything good to eat over at your house?
You open your mouth now. You've been feeling bad.
I think I'm winning this.
Like a grown man at
I'm winning this
boy.
By a mile. There's no competition here. I'm winning. All right, Dan.
We just got an email.
All right, Dan, what does it say?
What's it say right there?
Stop it.
What the hell is that voice they're using?
Who's it from?
Mike Dorsey.
Oh, well. Man.
Dan, we better knock it off, man.
Anyway.
No.
Michael Richards returns to television tonight on the as a regular member of the new Kirstie Alley show.
I'm going to record that. I'm curious about how he's going
to. TV Land. Now, tell you something else to record. On TNT tonight. Mob City.
Yeah.
About Los Angeles in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, this
all true
great.
Stories. It is fabulous.
This sounds good.
All right, Dan. Anyway.
You can try all you want to, and you're never going to win. Bible says two men are not to compete with each other.
You ought not talk to me like that. I'm in Los Angeles. I know a lot more about your business.
Why don't you get on with it, finally?
And finally.
All right, Dan.
Where's bad credit? Miley Cyrus, Rihanna, or Selena Gomez?
Dan?
Selena Gomez.
Wake up, yeah.
I'll say Rihanna.
I will. I think we're supposed to say Miley Cyrus. I'm going to say Miley Cyrus.
The answer is Miley Cyrus.
Yeah!
I got it, Sam!
Somebody got it. Oh, it was me.
Does she not have the money for...
Did I hear right today when I heard that she's going to be Time Magazine's Person of the Year? Did I hear that right?
Why?
If that's true, boy, Time Magazine, what happened to you? Person of the Year. That was Mike Evans trying to do Billy Bob Thornton. It was terrible, of course. Courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Hello, Liam, if you're listening. That's Tom Sainert's son, Liam, who is a fine young man at 16, loyal, AM and the PMer. American Equity Mortgage is 21-plus years old and going strong and growing and getting bigger and better. I don't know how you get better, but... they're not sitting around just coasting on their laurels. They have saved a lot of people a lot of money. The latest number I got, I don't know if it's changed, is that the average savings, this is just from people who finally get smart and pay off their credit cards using the equity in their home. The average that American Equity saves people, $640. That is absolute cash, tax-free, in-your-hand money that you didn't have when you were making those minimum credit card payments that you have now. You haven't taken on any more debt. You just moved it over. You took that credit card debt, got them all back to zero balance, used the equity in your house, and now it becomes part of your house payment, probably also tax-deductible interest in addition to being low-rate interest. It's just smart. It's a smart thing to do. If you ever talk to anybody who's in the financial world who says, never pay your credit cards off, make minimum payments, never speak to that person again because they have no business giving anybody any advice. It's just not smart to keep making minimum payments. A month or two, I get it, till you can kind of get caught up and pay off the balance. Otherwise, if you're a homeowner, use that equity. You can also use it for other things. They'll tell you about that. It's called a home equity loan. And, of course, if you want a home and you need a mortgage, American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999.
Had lots of problems out there this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiling with a look at traffic. Tim?
I'll tell you, Dan, it's kind of a nightmare for drivers, and, boy, it's not getting any better. Eastbound 40, we had an earlier accident at Hampton blocking the right lane. Now in the middle of that, an accident between Hanley and Big Bend that has two lanes blocked, and traffic right now is jammed solid from Clayton Warson all the way in through Hampton. Westbound 44, you're slow from Hampton through Elm, and then again, well, stop and go Hampton through Elm, and then slow from Berry Road to Highway 270. Eastbound 44, looks like we're jamming up a little bit east of Grand to Highway 55. Northbound 55, jamming up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270, looks like it's slow to stop and go pockets between Page down through Highway 40. A little bit busy from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, that's slowing now from Kings Highway through, looks like Big Bend. And then we're slow again from Lindbergh out through Mason, from Clarkson to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270, that's still running slow from McDonald through New Florissant. You have those two accidents on east and westbound 70. Westbound 70 between 79 and T.R. Hughes. You're jammed back between Zumbel and Cave Springs. And eastbound 70 before 79, the left lane was blocked. You're slow now between Bryan Road and Highway K. This traffic report is brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. You can now take your sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Pick one up at Walgreens or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Broke the existing world record for longest traffic report there. What a mess. Hey, thanks for being with us. Short show tomorrow off at 5:30. Please be here. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough
you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Temperatures well in the 60s this afternoon across St. Louis, but the winter weather, including a big temperature drop, is right on schedule.
Missouri lawmakers move one step closer to cutting a deal for a new Boeing plant in St. Louis. What still needs to be done?
A lead in the theft of thousands of feet of stolen copper wire. The truck police want you to keep an eye out for to help find the thieves.
First at 6, wintry weather is still headed our way. Here's a live look outside right now where it's been overcast all day long. Now, the cold air is starting to arrive. Here's Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray with a look at the timing of the storm, Dave.
And it all has to do with a cold front coming through. Then we have a first wave of moisture and a second wave of moisture. All that is still very much on track. An amazing day of weather over the region. Fog, drizzle, moist early morning. Then sunshine went to town with a big-time boost in temperature. Hard to believe that some hardcore winter weather is on the way. But it is. Let's start with the high temperatures from today. Upper 60s around St. Louis.